Designing the program. The key component in setting up an internship is to create the structure itself. A comprehensive internship program ministry should have practical learnings and direct duties. In addition, I think a successful internship program should have at least one major project, like a ministry event or some type of a ministry gathering that the intern is in charge of. Provide an orientation. What expectations and policies will need to be explained? It would be appropriate to provide a handbook or website if possible. You need to provide them with written as well as the unwritten rules of the road, so to speak. If there are expectations about when to arrive on Sunday morning, say 30 minutes early, tell them this. If there is an expectation, though unwritten, that people wear dress pants Monday through Thursday and yet can wear jeans on Fridays, alert them to this detail. Also, consider providing them with a list of the various acronyms and insider things within your organization. Churches are notorious for like having 24 nondescript names for various things that an insider only would know. I encourage you also to provide a daily workflow. You'll need to let your intern know what they will be doing on a daily basis, as well as what the major project would look like that they're to accomplish over the 12-week program. You will find a wonderful packet in the course material that you have to give the intern some of these daily readings, their weekly videos, and places to write reflections. Provide supervision and checkpoints. You will need to be abundantly clear with who is the direct supervisor and who will be the main point of mentorship to the intern. It is critical to have a weekly sit-down, like a meeting with the intern to cover the learnings that they've had that week and provide feedback as to your expectations. Great internships provide direct and frequent feedback. Discuss how the intern is contributing, the strengths, the areas that need growth, and other feedback for the intern. Invite the intern to report back on the status of a project and to ask lots of questions. An exit interview is also one of the best practices for an internship program. Create structure. One great thing about the Lead Interns course is that we have created for you a 12-week plan for you to build upon. As previously mentioned, when I started having interns, I noticed that their first week was negatively affecting my productivity majorly, as I needed to have them around, or I needed to basically be with them every minute to get them started and to help them to be successful. I only wish that I had Lead Interns as a program into which I could have leaned into for success and respite. Each week, interns will have some video learnings, articles to read, podcasts to listen to, as well as complete some simple reflection questions. Not only will these items be beneficial to their learning experiences for the intern, but they will also be independent exercises that the intern can accomplish that don't require you, the direct supervisor, to provide any direct supervision. Trust me, this is an amazing gift to start your internship. Execute one major project. What do you want your intern to accomplish during the 12-week program? Do you want them to help organize a volunteer appreciation event? Would you like to see them run the 5th and 6th grade summer midweek Bible study with a zany concluding event? Could you assign them a social media project that would help set you up for the next year? Provide exposure to all ministries. Internships are a great way for those aspiring to serve in vocational ministry to gain experience and explore career options. It is critical to provide exposure to other areas in the church. Prior to the intern's arrival, connect with some different staff members and ask them if they would schedule a one-hour interview, an opportunity for the internship to hang with them during their 12-week stay. assure the staff member that they will not have to prep or entertain or do anything. Rather, they'll just sit down with the intern so they can ask some pre-prepared questions and that the hour will be spent in an exploratory type conversation led by the intern. Now, depending on the maturity and personality type of the intern, you may want to sit in with them on the first few interviews. We have provided you with sample interview questions to use when meeting with various staff members to learn about their area of ministry, their role in the church, and their job. Assure the staff member that this won't be painful. It'll be completely painless. And we can even give them a copy of the 10 interview questions ahead of time so they can feel somewhat prepared.